Yeah, man, this is a golden opportunity for you to get yourself an authorized additional bearded clam. Yep. Yes. The cold years have brutalized me, but I'll never forget my first experience. Oh, God. In church, of all things. You know, we had bake sales and socials and everything at the church. And I don't know, I was in my mid-teens, I guess. Mrs. Sneller said, oh, Nino, could you help me in the kitchen? I've got a big tray of cookies that I'll need to bring out. I said, sure, Mrs. Sneller. I walked in there. She kicked the door shut with one of her orthopedic shoes, slid the bolt home. She said, come here a second, Nino. I said, where are the cookies you need me to carry for you, Mrs. Sneller? She said, there are no cookies that need to be carried. Young man, I'm going to give you the experience of a lifetime. And by the way, she had that gleam in her eye, the way her nostrils were flaring, the way her lips were pouting. The way that flippity-flop of what later turned out to be estrogen. Somehow it just disconcerted me. She came towards me as I back up until finally I hit the door thump. She said, just relax. She grabbed her skirt with one hand, the back of my head with the other. And I was desperately trying to perfect the fine art of breathing through my ears.
Reaching into my pocket for my Swiss Army knife so I could trank myself. But yet, in no time at all, I found myself vaguely at home. Not sure of myself, but yet I continued to eat the meal that one has never done eating. Continued with vigor, hunger, desire,
and purpose.
Suddenly, Mrs. Sneller shuddered, her knees buckled. She fell over on the floor. I recoiled, my head bounced off the door. What a hideous sight. I remember seeing her splayed. Still had her pantyhose and everything on. Just a little access portal. She said, Nino, I can explain. I said, I don't need an explanation.
So I worked the bolt on that door and ran back out into the church rec room. I didn't realize it, but that pressure into that pantyhose made all these little crisscross marks on my face.
My sister Nadine came walking over and said, Nino, what happened to your face?
I looked in the mirror. I was like,
well, actually, I was in the kitchen there helping Mrs. Sneller, and I tripped and I fell. My face hit the waffle iron.
She said, oh, I guess that explains that little bit of syrup you got hanging off your nose.
The Grease Man Show.